To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome once again to the official Disneyland Resort podcast, a unique look at the magical moments and events here at the place where dreams come true. Join us each month as we celebrate the Year of a Million Dreams with a behind-the-scenes look at what's new and exciting here at the Disneyland Resort. And now, here is your host, Michael Gohagan.
Thanks for joining us. I'm standing here on Main Street, USA, surrounded by traditional Halloween decorations that include a pumpkin festival with over 300 unique pumpkins. 1 year ago, the Disneyland Resort brought Halloween to life with a spectacular fall celebration that was an instant hit with our guests. Backed by popular demand, Disney's Halloween Time and Mickey's Halloween Treat have arrived, and both parks are geared up for what has become one of the resort's most popular events. On this episode of the official Disneyland Resort podcast, we'll tell you about some of the exciting new surprises for this year's edition of Halloween Time. Some that will have you ready to scream. We'll also tag along with the resort pastry chef as he introduces you to a little-known delectable secret that awaits guests inside Haunted Mansion Holiday. But first, transforming the resort into a spectacular Halloween playground takes a tremendous amount of planning. We went backstage and spent some time with the creative team to learn more about what goes into turning both parks into a spooktacular Halloween playground. Well, Joey, what is it that you do here?
I am a producer at the entertainment division here at Disneyland.
Well, it is late at night, and we have been walking through the park, and there is activity everywhere. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Right. Well, we're getting ready for Disney's Halloween Time. And yes, you can see there's a lot of people around, and we're setting it all up just from changing out an entire environment. So we really go all out for Halloween, and we're excited about it.
Well, as a guest, what can I expect to see?
You know, it's funny, as soon as you arrive, you're going to get a sense of something's going on. I mean, even in the tram ride on your way in, you'll start to see some vignettes that are set up that celebrate Halloween. But one of the fun things is when we get into the Esplanade, that's the area that you can see Disney's California Adventure on one side and Disneyland on the other side. If you look on top of the turnstiles, you'll see these giant pumpkins, and they're all put together to look like the Disney characters. So you really get they're really big. So you see Goofy and Mickey and Minnie, and so you go, wow, something's happening in there. And then going inside to where we have the floral Mickey, and that's, you know, been there ever since Walt began Disneyland, was this flowers of Mickey. We're actually doing that in miniature pumpkins. So we have these little mini pumpkins, and they're all, look, you know, making the face of Mickey. So that's kind of fun.
Now, as we move back through the park, what else are we going to experience?
Well, on Main Street, that's where we're celebrating the Main Street Pumpkin Festival. So we've got a giant pumpkin on Main Street, and it looks like Mickey Mouse, and one side he's smiling, the other side he's winking at you. But it's about 16 feet tall, so it's a great place to come and have your picture taken. The characters are there dressed up in Halloween costumes. But, you know, it's all the little details. You'll start to notice that there are pumpkins in the windows up and down Main Street. Even the flower beds have taken on a pumpkin feel. So it really is the Main Street Pumpkin Festival. And we've got entertainers and like I said, the characters there to say hello to you as well.
Well, now, we're right now kind of at the back of the park. Actually, where in the park are we right now?
Okay, so we're at Woody's Roundup right now. And Woody's Halloween Roundup is a whole environment out behind Big Thunder. It's really Big Thunder Ranch, and we're just transforming it to a place where Woody has come to celebrate Halloween with us. And the fun thing about that is that he's got these adventures that he does on stage. So we've got these adventures several times throughout the day. We've got musicians here, and we also have lots of activities for the kids. One of my favorite things is that we're cookie decorating. So kids can really get all sorts of equipment, if you want to say that, where they decorate cookies. So that's fun out here. We've got crafts. We've got a pumpkin carver who is out here carving pumpkins, but in a very unique way. And I was thinking about the one that he made, which was a Stitch character. And he used all these pieces of pumpkin, and he actually carved this this wild pumpkin. So anyway, lots of fun out here, and the petting zoo is here, and even the animals get dressed up for Halloween. So we're really having a lot of fun out here at Woody's.
Well, now you mentioned you have a pumpkin carver. Where do you find a professional pumpkin carver?
You know, it's funny. We've got some artists that really are very talented in many different ways of sculpting. And so we've asked them to take a look at sculpting pumpkins. And so, yeah, they're having a lot of fun. It's really fun. And you'll get a chance to watch them do that and learn some techniques on your own as well.
So now also over at Disney's California Adventure, there's also, and you can hear in the background here, they've started up some music, but there's also some activities over there as well. Is that right?
Right. We're having fun over there. I think the biggest thing that you're going to notice is when you walk into the park, there is a giant candy corn. It's about 25 feet tall. And, you know, we started thinking about, well, where do candy corn come from? Well, we grow our own. So you're going to see candy corn everywhere. I mean, they're going to be up in the trees as coconuts and growing on vines as grapes. And, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll have candy corn everywhere. So that's a big activity. And Jimmy C. Corn, he's going to be there. He's going to be entertaining the gang and getting everybody involved. So that's going to be fun. And then, you know, we also have an area that's a little bit unique. It's called Golden Screams. And what that is, it's in our Golden Dreams Theater. And it's a place where the Disney villains are hanging out. So if you want to see the Evil Queen or Frollo or Captain Hook, that's where they're hanging out. So they're going to be there to say hi to the guests. And then inside the theater, we've actually got a new show that's going on, and it's all about Golden Screams. So I can't tell you any more about it, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, as you can hear, some people are practicing in the background. I know you have a busy night ahead. So thanks for taking the time to join us today.
You bet. It's fun. And you know, you're going to really enjoy it. I hope you come out and see it.
Bill, tell us, what is it you do here?
Well, I'm a technical director, and we work for Technical Services, which is part of the entertainment division. We supply all of the technical support needed for entertainment, be it lighting, sound, staging, show control, the computers that run the parades, the computers that launch the fireworks, all that.
Now, and you had pointed out earlier, you've been here how long?
25 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, I know. It's kind of amazes me sometimes, but you would have asked me 25 years ago if I was going to be here still, but it's been great. I love it.
Well, perfect. Well, we're here in Town Square, and actually, as we're walking through, we noticed there's a lot of commotion going on over here.
Right. We're installing the Great Pumpkin out here in Town Square for Halloween time. I had this built last year. I was handed the pretty picture from the art director, Brian Sandahl, and it was my job to take that pretty picture, turn it into a technical design spec, take it out, bid it to shops, supervise its construction in the shop, and then its initial installation here at the park.
Well, I'll ask you, from the point of view of a guest, you know, if I'm walking past this thing, the first thing I want to know is, how tall is that? It is big.
It's about 14 feet to the top of the ears.
Uh-huh.
And it's the actual pumpkin head itself is just shy of 10 feet around.
And now there are lots of other pumpkins that are going to surround it at its base as well.
Oh, yes. That's we call it the pumpkin pedestal, for lack of a more creative term, I guess. But it's a whole pile of pumpkins that make it look like the thing's sitting on top of a kind of pile of natural pumpkins. Although we had to add our little pixie sparkle to the base of it as well.
Now, is there going to be additional lighting around it? I mean, does it light up? What does it do? Anything?
Yeah, we have a series of electronics inside it that make it appear that there's candles inside flickering away to light up the face. And then in the base of the pumpkin, there's a series of little strobes that there's little star cutouts, and it sparkles all around the bottom of it. And then we also light it from the outside to give it a nice, pretty orange glow.
Now, are you also in charge of the pumpkins that go out in front of the park as well?
Yes, I had. That was also one of my tasks last year. That was also part of my technical design intent, and then we had those built and sculpted. Same shop that built this pumpkin also built the ones out there.
Uh-huh.
They were building a lot of pumpkins last year.
Well, it sounds like in your 25 years, not only have you become an expert on a lot of things, but recently pumpkins.
Oh, yes, I can tell you all about pumpkins and the various colors and flavors and the texture of the skin and how to make them look right and wrong and shading of the pumpkins and all that kind of stuff. It's becomes very specific.
Well, now, is it somewhat of a collaborative process? Because they give you the picture, as you mentioned, but then I assume you still interact with the art direction when it comes up to colors and things like that as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Brian and I last year were making weekly pilgrimages up to the shop, and I would look at it from the technical side to make sure that it, you know, they were building it out of sturdy enough materials and that, you know, the engineering was being built for it, that was being built like they said they were going to. And then Brian would look at the sculpting and the painting and the coloring and how the fiberglass molding was turning out. And in between the two of us, I think we came up with a pretty cool thing.
Well, now, also, I got to imagine, with all of these pumpkins and your expertise now, do you have the best jack-o'-lantern on the street at your house?
I have a few, yes. None as cool as these, but I do have a few. I must admit, I've been infected with the Halloween bug at home as well.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Well, Brian, why don't you tell us, what is it you do here at the Disneyland Resort?
I am one of the five senior art directors here for entertainment. We work for creative development, and this is my 12th year here at the resort.
Well, this is kind of a unique experience because we're here after dark. The park is closed,
yes.
And there's a lot of activity going on, in particular here at Disney's California Adventure. So what are we taking a look at right here?
Right now we are in the Sunshine Plaza, which has now become Candy Corn Acres. For the Halloween 6-week run, I've decided to take it and change it into, again, Candy Corn Acres with a 25-foot tall candy corn as the main icon and the centerpiece for the exhibit.
Well, it certainly attracts your attention. I mean, you can't miss this candy corn.
You cannot miss it. I did a little research before we even started this, and I came out with a poll. We took it up to 20 feet, took it up to 25 feet, took it up to 30 feet, and 30 feet was a little too big. 20 was a little too small, so we landed on, let's do a 25-foot candy corn.
Well, now, obviously, visually, there's a lot for people to see. Are there some experiences that are going to take place as well?
Right. Of course, our Fab Five are out here. Goofy happens to be the foreman of Candy Corn Acres, and he's getting everybody in shape because we're harvesting the corn. It's a big festival, a harvest festival. So we got Mickey Minnie out here helping out. Chip and Dale are here with their wheelbarrow full of corn. And we have a character by the name of Jimmy C. Corn. He's the host of the whole area. He's like the host of the festival. And there's activities going on, a lot of activities with children. We're tossing little candy corns, and we're bowling with candy corn. All sorts of activities going on throughout the day to keep guests entertained and keep kids kind of, you know, interested.
But now, when you see it come together like this, is this the exciting time for you to kind of...
This is a very rewarding, this is the best part of my job, to see it come to life. For example, some of this stuff I've never seen put together. So when I saw the candy corn put together for the first time, it was like, wow, that's really cool. And it makes me smile. It makes me crack up sometimes, actually, that I was given a lot of money to make a big candy corn.
The amount of detail that goes into creating this Halloween spooktacular is simply amazing. For example, did you know that there are more than 6,000 pieces of candy corn, some as large as 25 feet tall, that are used to decorate Candy Corn Acres at Disney's California Adventure? And over 5,000 mini pumpkins make up the Halloween Street Floral Mickey in front of the Main Street train station. And for you Haunted Mansion fans, over 7,000 square feet of snow adorns the graveyard as Jack Skellington and friends get an early jump on the holidays with their twisted takeover of Christmas. Haunted Mansion Holiday is one of the most popular holiday offerings at the Disneyland Resort. But did you know that part of the attraction is created in the kitchen and is 100% edible? Disneyland executive pastry chef Jean-Paul Viollet and foods manager Carlos Sequeiros talk to us about a holiday tradition that has even the ghosts and goblins wanting seconds. But first, we catch up with some Disneyland guests from Bellevue, Washington, who have made a special journey to enjoy the haunting of Disneyland at this spooky time of year.
"'Twas a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told began with the holiday worlds of old. I know.
So we are down here in the Haunted Mansion, and I've just met two new folks. You are?
I'm Lisa.
And you're from?
Bellevue, Washington.
And Jay.
And you're from?
Bellevue, Washington. Well,
there we go. So first of all, let me ask you, what did you think of the Disney's Halloween time?
It's fabulous. We're so excited. This is the first time we've been here at Halloween time, so...
And you got it on the first day, too.
The first day. That's why we came. Yeah.
Specifically for that.
Oh, so you planned the trip all around
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
So what's the favorite thing you've seen so far?
Oh, I think the giant candy corns that were in California Adventure, those were really cool.
And yourself?
And I really like the large pumpkin heads at the entrance with the Mickey and...
Yeah, Goofy.
And you guys saw the big pumpkin down there on Main Street?
Big pumpkin on Main Street, yeah.
So now, do you know some of the special stuff that's going on here in the Haunted Mansion?
Yes, yes. That was the other big reason why we planned our trip for this, because we haven't seen this overlay, so...
So what are you going to look for in here?
Jack Skellington, of course.
So how would you describe Disney's Halloween time?
It's fun. The decorations are fabulous. The characters all have costumes on, and it's... I don't know, it's just exciting.
It's kind of fun to see Halloween here at Disneyland, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's something that, like, some of our friends who are also big Disney people are very jealous that we came at this time of year.
Well, perfect. Well, I don't want to hold you up. I know you guys have an attraction to jump on and lots of stuff to see here in the Haunted Mansion, but thanks for stopping by and chatting with me.
All right, thank you.
Some treats and some games. You can make a scene merry. Why, even a gingerbread house could seem scary. All at once, happy haunts did materialize, like a nightmarish painting by Currier and Ives.
Well, Carlos, tell me, what is it you do here at the Disneyland Resort?
Well, I'm with Concept Development for Food Operations, and basically we're kind of like the creative idea folks behind behind foods. Our goal is to bring the stories through life through our restaurants, eateries, and that's basically what we do. My job is to find the story and bring it up.
And yourself, Jean-Marc?
I'm the executive pastry chef of the resort, basically working on concept, on menus, on... No, and we actually do in our bakery 95% of all dessert consumed on properties.
95%? Wow. Well, now, Carlos, we're in a special place today. Where are we?
Well, you found your way into the ballroom here at the Haunted Mansion. This is the room where we have the organ playing and the ballroom dancers just going madly around in circles. And then we have the giant dining room table. Along the dining room table, we have someone celebrating what we think is a birthday, I'm hoping, and not a death day celebration with all our friends gathered around the table. But today, because, well, Jack Skellington has taken over the Haunted Mansion, we have a giant gingerbread piece sitting right smack dab in the middle.
And, I mean, I have to admit, this thing is enormous. How big is it?
This year's piece is a little over 6 feet tall. It looks like... the Haunted Mansion itself, made of gingerbread and all sorts of candy, gooey, ooey stuff. And the lid or the roof has popped open, kind of like a jack-in-the-box. We have an animated crank running around the side here. And Jack and two of his pumpkin cookie friends have popped out. And they're just springing away here.
Now, Jean-Marc, this is real gingerbread, right?
It's all real gingerbread, yes. Edible, everything is edible. Gingerbread and actually fondant. Fondant is a sugar paste we use on wedding cakes. We can color different colors. So this year it's you have some purple, some orange, some green, and everything else is gingerbread and raw icing.
And now the fondant, is that kind of like the cement you use almost to put it together?
No, that's the if you can see like the column, for example. Mm-hmm. Obviously the rounded shape we cannot do out of gingerbread because you cannot bake it. So we have to use another medium to do it. So we use this sugar paste to do it. But everything is gingerbread. Is more or less 500 pounds of gingerbread on here.
500 pounds. Now, how do you come up with the design? Because it's very unique. Do you create it or does somebody bring it to you? How does that work?
The art director for the Haunted Mansion Holidays for the past 7 years actually has been Brian Sandahl, and he does an incredible job trying to keep this fresh every year with a new design. And all but 1 year, it's always been the Haunted Mansion as the main focus. So one year, the Haunted Mansion was stylized to look like a bunch of gifts all stacked together. Another year, it was a candy concoction, all sorts of different holiday candies put together to look like the Haunted Mansion. But the one year that it wasn't, it actually looked like a giant tombstone, but it was really Zero, the ghost dog's house, also made of gingerbread and all sorts of royal icing and fondant. And like I said, it's just sugar with a little bit of sugar and a little bit more sugar.
Well, now, how long does it take to do this? I mean, this looks like it's quite a project.
For us, it takes around 2.5 weeks, okay, for the gingerbread part. Of course, there's a wood frame underneath, you know, and the mechanicals. So entertainment take like month and a half to put this together. So I would say two and a half months from beginning to end.
And then you sit down and essentially almost have to come up with some blueprints, I would think, for the pieces of gingerbread and how it's all going to go together?
Yeah, Brian give us the whole picture, you know. Then we sit down and we basically engineer how do we, you know, the way to cut the gingerbread to, and how much gingerbread and the colors and, you know, a lot of things. So it's really fun.
Well, Jean-Marc, how long does it take to put all of this together? Because, I mean, you've baked it, but now it's got to actually be transported in here to the Haunted Mansion.
Basically, we took 2 to 3 days from the hotel to bringing everything here. I mean, the stairs are very narrow. I mean, obviously, the mansion has not been built for having a gingerbread mansion inside the mansion. So we need to find our way in the dark. And then we set it up on the table. Then we have the finishing touches. And then take us 2 to 3 days to do the whole assembly in the house here.
You know, originally we really didn't know what we were getting ourselves into here. And the first house was about 8 feet, maybe 10 feet long. And as you can see, there's a doorway right behind you that's only about 30 inches. It's not even a full 36 inches wide. That's the tight spot. If we can't get it past that doorway, it ain't going to make it to the table. Then this thing weighs about 500 pounds generally every year. So the table was never designed to hold that kind of weight. So when I see Jean-Marc and his team standing on that table, I'm always a little panicked about that. But we've learned now to strengthen the table and add some extra supports that the guests don't get to see to support this piece because it is heavy. And we're actually asking this room to do more than it was supposed to ever do.
Well, Carlos, as I was mentioning, I mean, this is a unique experience to be here in the Haunted Mansion with the music off, but a lot of the animatronics are still kind of working. We've got ghosts and ghouls and goblins moving all around us. I mean, does it get a little scary at times?
Oh, definitely does. This place has got creeps built into it. Everywhere you turn, there's something looking at you. The furniture, the doorway, even the wallpaper has eyes. You got to get creeped out here sometimes. But the animation also, I don't know if you can hear it, but we're really right behind that hallway with all the doors. And there's a knocking door that constantly is knocking, knock, 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 knock. So for a whole week, that's all we heard. It was driving us all crazy. It wasn't until like the last day that the light bulb went off and I finally decided, hey, if I put a little sponge underneath that knocker, you think that'll help?
Well, Carlos, as you were saying, I mean, this is somewhat of a tradition, particularly among your staff and a lot of the folks here at the resort that know about it. But is this something that the average guest kind of hears about?
You know, the average guest, I don't think, realizes that it's an actual real gingerbread piece. I think everybody that comes through feels that it's probably just something that's a decorative piece. It's plastic or such. There are a few diehard fans that actually look forward every year. They'll come out here and have found us and said, what is it? What is it going to be this year? And so they know, and they. I wish you could transfer the smell. I mean, the smell of gingerbread is so strong in here, and for the weeks to come, everybody that comes through here just is dying for a gingerbread cookie. Speaking of cookies, these gingerbread zombies have taken on a life of their own. We originally were asked to do about 7 or so, and we produced 15, and it turned out we produced 24 of them. The team here has taken upon themselves to hide some of them all over the mansion. So now, when you ride out here, again, this is not something everybody's going to know, but out there are about 7 or 8 different gingerbread zombies hidden in each of the different scenes inside the mansion.
So rather than the hidden Mickeys, you've now got the hidden gingerbread zombies.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of a neat tribute because, heck, you know, it's not often that our cookies get around that much.
Well, I have to admit, standing here in the middle of the Haunted Mansion with the smell of gingerbread everywhere, I mean, it makes you want to go get one of these cookies.
Yeah, I mean, like Carlos said, you know, we still need to work on the smell, you know. We have some ideas to put smells on the ride, you know, actually maybe to put pieces of gingerbread, I don't know. We need to work something out, you know. Or maybe it would be good to, you know, to sell cookie at the end, you know.
I was going to say, that might be a good idea. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Our pleasure. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Back here on Main Street, here's a few tips for those of you looking for something a little more spooky this Halloween season. Get an up-close and personal haunting by taking the all-new Disney's Happiest Haunts Tour, running now through October 31st. You'll be escorted through some of the more ghostly areas of Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure. And don't forget, the after-hours costume party, Mickey's Halloween Treat, has returned to Disney's California Adventure. Little ghosts and goblins will have their chance to rub elbows with their favorite Disney characters while doing some serious trick-or-treating. Well, that about wraps it up for this time. If you're enjoying the show, please share it with a friend. Remember, we have both audio and video podcasts available in the iTunes podcast directory or available at disneyland.com/podcast. Until next time, I'm your host, Michael Gohagan.
Thank you for listening to the Disneyland Resort Podcast. And don't forget to join us next month as we continue to celebrate the power of dreams during Disney's Year of a Million Dreams.